The Alaska Marine Highway System should break into two agencies to prepare for the future. That's the conclusion of a new ferry governance study released by the Southeast Conference. That's a regional development organization. Report author John Waterhouse says scheduling, pricing, and similar management areas would be handled by a public corporation owned by the state.
Give the folks operating the ferries the flexibility and tools to evaluate their routes and revenue and to really do what they need to do in terms of making the system as efficient and provide as much benefit as is financially possible to the core user groups.
Waterhouse of Seattle-based Elliott Bay Design Group produced the report with Juno research firm McDowell Group. He presented it at Monday's Marine Transportation Advisory Committee. Craig Mayer, Dennis Watson, heads up the committee overseeing the governance study. He says marine highway assets would remain the property of a state agency.
The state may maintain ownership and control of the vessels and the terminals and whatnot, allows them to be able to get federal funding, you know, to do maintenance and capital improvements on them.
The study recommends several interim changes. They include forward funding the system and giving the Marine Highway control over labor negotiations. Those could be difficult to get through the legislature. Watson, who manages a small ferry system in Southeast Alaska, calls the plan a starting point. Marine Highway officials say they support the study and any efforts to improve the system. Report author Waterhouse says the next step will be to develop a business plan.